From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony that killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens. Dorian Jones reports.
I don't know how I've been so lucky.
Well, apparently we're going to have trouble bringing that to you. We'll give that a try a little bit later. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in the closing ceremony of this year's Olympics. Biles, who took 4 gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions he and 3 teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie, but still issued an apology. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when 2 suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many of the militants were captured. In another incident, officials say at least 4 people were wounded Sunday when mortar shells struck a government compound in the capital, Mogadishu. President Barack Obama is ending his summer vacation Sunday. He is returning to Washington ahead of a trip early next month to China and Laos. This is VOA News. The president of the Philippines is threatening to withdraw his country from the United Nations, ridiculing the organization as useless and aiming some barbed comments at UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That during her term, and for a longer period, what have you done for the world, Mr. United Nations? Let me, you know, if he comes here to tell him straight, Mayor Duterte would ask only 5 questions to prove that you're stupid.
President Rodrigo Duterte is unhappy with critics of his anti-drug campaign, which has led to the extrajudicial killings of hundreds of suspects. Mr. Duterte accused a female senator and critic of having an affair with her driver, whom he linked to illegal drugs. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is making a new pitch to get the support of Black and Latino voters. Trump is trailing badly behind Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton among minority voters. He spoke to supporters in Virginia Saturday.
I fully recognize the outreach to the African-American community is in an area where the Republican Party must do better, and it will do better.
Earlier, Trump met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. National opinion surveys show Clinton with a huge lead among both Black and Latino voters. Trump's percentage of support among Blacks registers only in the low single digits. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has been off the campaign trail for several days, concentrating her efforts on fundraising events. On Tuesday, she plans to attend a Los Angeles fundraising lunch hosted by pop singer Justin Timberlake and other prominent Hollywood figures. A wind-driven fire in Central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in San Luis Obispo County has destroyed 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th. The blaze is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses an art collection that once belonged to the late publisher William Randolph Hearst. Meanwhile, officials say the blue-cut wildfire in Southern California is 80% contained. The fire has destroyed more than 300 houses and outbuildings and has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino, California. The recovery effort is underway in Louisiana as flood victims continue to search for people who may have been trapped by floods. Many are beginning to clean and rebuild their houses. The American Red Cross describes the floods as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.